today. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the greenbacks tumble.
Today's class ought to be a lot of fun. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Well, here we go. And your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. This is hour number one. Broadcasting on Genesis Communications Network from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Got some articles on the website that you might want to look at, and we're going to be discussing many of these today during the broadcast. The world's first algae-powered building in Germany. Very interesting. And why did the media keep the recent peaceful Icelandic revolution quiet? Almost half of Fukushima children now have thyroid disorders from radiation poisoning. Now, the officials blame too much seafood. Another article, Fukushima, the monster under our bed, it is still spewing out dangerous, dangerous radiation. Pandora's Lunchbox. We're going to look at some foods that you should... You should know the ingredients that are in these foods and what you should not eat. And then a New Jersey cop punches a woman in the face. Yep. And we've got some crumbling buildings in the nation's capital. Obviously, we don't have enough money to fix them, but the economy's doing great. And tasers. Tasers are so dangerous that a mother was charged with using one on her child. But it's okay for the police to use them on us, right? And there's a Florida bill that would require anger management courses for people who buy bullets. What they really mean is cartridges. And I have the bill's sponsor, her phone number, on the website. And that's Senator Audrey Gibson, Florida. And I'll give you her phone number if you'd like to call her and tell her what you think. Do you think you should have anger management classes in order to buy cartridges for your handgun or rifle? 904-359-2553. The post is on the website. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Alex is producing the broadcast, the worldwide broadcast in Minnesota. And with us today, as he is every Thursday, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. And you know him as the real Fox Mulder of the X-Files. And Dr. Richard Allen Miller was a Navy physicist, the lead Navy physicist at the Pentagon. Dr. Miller's a scientist. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning.
Hey, Rick, can we start with anesthesiology?
Anywhere you'd like to go, that'd be fun.
Well, here's my thought. A root canal is a painful thing, right?
No, actually, I have had numerous root canals, one on similar tooth three times, without anesthesia.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. Because a root canal is usually done where the tooth is dead. That means the nerve's gone. And that means that while they're, you know, going in from top of the tooth to the little pieces down there where they keep poking it down to open up the canal, there is no nerve there, which means hypnosis and or similar calming mind games that you can play with yourself. I have an aversion to needles. When I was 4 years old, I went to China with my parents, and I had to go through 6 days of plague shots in 1948. And back then, they gave you black plague, yellow fever, and by the third day, you know, full-grown swabbies were flat on their back, sick with these different crud that they would give you to build up your immunity. And as a four-year-old, I remember breaking line and running away with some swabby chasing me with a needle in his hand. It's one of those little images you keep in your mind. And so that's my nightmare, is getting shots. I sometimes faint. And so when they started to do a root canal, they were going to give me Novocaine or whatever, I opted out and have had no problem with root canals without anesthesia. And anesthesia is not safe. No matter what they say, the surgeon will always state there is a risk. And there is. I worked in anesthesiology. I actually achieved tenure and had to do OR one day a week. That grossed me out big time, I'll tell you. I'm a scientist. I wasn't trained to be like a nurse or something where I could watch someone's pain and be able to help them. It grossed me out. And the needle part, I was in a brain surgery where they used a Black & Decker drill to drill four holes in the bone plate, and then they'd stick a wire under it to saw the bone plate up. They could flip it back and do it on the pituitary. It grossed me out. I've done that. And I just, you know, I can't deal with it. So root canals are the option beside pulling a dead tooth. And if you have a dead tooth, that is, without a good drainage system, sewer system, it will build up an impact. And that infection is probably one of the more serious, impacting of a tooth is very, very serious. And especially if the infection gets into the bone itself, which is normally what will happen. Root canal is a purpose, is to open up that drainage that the nerve used to be in. It's gone. And what you're doing is allowing a place where the body can flush it out.
So, Rick, what we're talking about is if you have a root canal and the nerve is dead, you won't feel the pain. But if the nerve is still alive...
Well, usually it can't be. The tooth is gone. See, that's when they'll do a root canal, is when the nerve has died, and now there are little pockets where it can hold or build up infection. And so the root canal is to open up that place where the nerve was.
And the nerve's gone. Unless a tooth is shattered and the nerve is exposed.
Well, that's right. Now, and even still, the one tooth I had my second root canal on and then a crown put on it, that was last month. I had no pain. I am so grateful to keep the tooth because now I have a grinder that would not have otherwise been there, in which case it would have changed the entire process of how I digest and process foods in my mouth. The mouth and the teeth are extremely important, and my personal goal is to try to keep as many of my teeth as I possibly can for as long as I can. And sometimes you don't have an option because there's nothing much more you can build on that tooth. That's why they do implants and that kind of thing.
And so, Rick, if there's a dead part of the tooth, and isn't that prone to infection? And
yeah, that's why, because the nerve, which was occupying space, dies and wilts away and is gone. And then you have, where the nerve was, open pockets that infection can easily get in. And if you're going to do that, what you need to do is either pull it so the bone heals up, or open up a canal. So that's why they call them root canals. It's open up a canal where you can drain the infection. And that's what it's about. Simple.
Well, Rick, if you look at the real estate there, that
that's a good way to look at it. Well, that's a good word.
That tooth is really close to the brain, right?
That's the real serious problem with infections in the mouth. When you have a sore throat, you have a flu that gets into your sinuses, what you have is infections that are close to the blood-brain barrier. And what you want to do is localize that stuff so it doesn't have a tendency to want to spread. With Valerie Harper last night, they had in the paper that she has a brain tumor between her brain and that space in between. That's where they set up. There's a little cushion area in there called the blood-brain barrier, and it's a little checkpoint for illegal aliens trying to get into the brain.
Mm-hmm. Rick, you know, we got a post on the website, and a mother was charged with tasing her son. I guess that's the new method of spanking, since spanking has been banned. We just use tasers on our children.
I hate to hear that kind of thing. I was one of the early physicists that developed the Mazer and the taser when I worked in anesthesiology. That's where, by the way, all the serious research goes on the human body and or mind control studies. That's where we did it, was anesthesiology. And the taser and the Mazer were offshoots of microwave and that use of concept. So you started with Mazers and then moved to tasers. They can be lethal with the wrong kinds of individuals because, you know, you can set up a standing wave on someone's heart and he'll have, you know, what they call a ventricular fibrillation, where the heart goes into an arrhythmic form and won't pump blood. And down you go. I saved my father once that way. He had a heart attack in his 40s, and I was just out of, undergraduate school, and he fell in front of me, and I knew CPR and closed-chest cardiac massage, and I saved my father's life. He lived another 40 years, 48 years, before he died last month.
Rick, are you concerned about how dangerous tasers can be? Since you've worked on them, do you think that it's an appropriate tool for the police to be firing off these tasers?
I had a policeman come up to me once and shook my hands because he was in a situation where he used a taser rather than a pistol to save his behind, and he didn't have to kill someone. So there are pluses and minuses on those weapons.
Rick, let's
just
talk
like
about
there are
that.
On other things like that.
Let's talk about tasers on the other side of this break. Dr. Richard Allen Miller. We'll be right back.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
4, 5, 6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. And we're talking about tasers, and I believe they're pretty dangerous. I've read stories that people have died from being tased, and I understand that, you know, if you have a choice between shooting someone and tasing them, maybe tasing them is a better choice if you want the person to live. But Rick, frankly, if someone comes up to me and he's aiming or she's aiming a taser at me, I'm going to think that's a threat to my life, and I'm going to discharge my .45.
You may have an actual literal right to that, you know, behavior. There are weapons, and then there are weapons. Tasers are scary devices. Pepper spray and some of those directions in weapons are also quite dangerous and cause blindness, and there can be allergic reactions to pepper. Now, I always liked ammonia in a small water pistol. That will stop almost everything in its tracks. And it's a household ingredient, which means there are no regulations against it. And during a zombie attack, when all the food has been pilfered out of a grocery store, there will be remaining bleach and ammonia as things still left on the shelves. And so it's a lot easier to find ammonia than it is shell casings.
Very good point. Very good point.
I mean, you know, weapons come in all sizes. And, you know, part of the anarchist cookbook used to run it down chapter and verse. It's not what is being used. It's how. And that's kind of like spirituality. It's not what you do, but how you do it. That's what the MacGyver concept was always about, is to recognize the pluses and minuses of a tool that you might have at your disposal at any given moment. I personally always liked a quarterstaff. If I had a broom, that's like a monkey stick. And that was one of the first things that I learned about, you know, weapons, is there are instinctual moves that a mammal or human will make that once you understand what the move is, you know how to counter it. That would suggest the true martial arts is not aggressive, it's defensive. And what you're doing is using someone's approach against themselves. And that's why they have all these different forms of martial arts. You know, they call dragon and praying mantis. Snake and monkey are good examples. A snake will strike forward, whereas a monkey will come up from underneath, and that's why monkey is superior to, let's say, snake file. And that's why they have all these different forms of martial arts that are based around animal movements.
Really interesting point, Rick. And I've been really thinking about I've been thinking about this for a long time. You mentioned the Anarchist Cookbook.
I know that was everybody's Bible even back then, when I was one of the contributors of that one. At one time, the Anarchist Cookbook actually had four authors on it. Now it's just the one guy. But originally, there were four of us that actually came up with things. One of mine was that light bulb. You take a light bulb,
Rick,
and you drill a hole in the bottom of it, you know, where the electric part is. And what you're doing is letting the air back into the light bulb, because it's a vacuum inside. And then if you put a teaspoon of gasoline in there,
hold it right there,
put that back
Rick,
up
Rick,
into
Rick.
The socket, that is a special party favorite that will light up any party that's getting boring.
Rick, I'm going to caution the class. Don't try.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to go over the edge like that.
Don't. Seriously, class, don't try that. Yes. Yeah. As Rick, I have
you've
seen,
got to do your fiduciary warning. The thing is that everything has double edges to it.
Yeah.
And once you understand the nature of reality, you can use them as tools, including your belief system, you know.
Yeah, and let's talk about that when we come back, because I'd like to talk about landmines for just a minute and the light bulb that Rick was talking about and why it's so dangerous and why you shouldn't do it. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice, affordable solutions, the biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo. Prepare to survive now. Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli. Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com.
Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983. Sending real food to your real future.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 7-9-0-0-9. That's 877-457-9-0-0-9. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, you might remember Donald Rumsfeld talking about known unknowns and unknown knowns and things like that. Well, he's not the originator of that. That's something that I studied back in the 1970s in one of my college classes. That terminology applies right here, right now. I knew that at some point the Anarchist Cookbook would come up in this class. I knew it. I just didn't know when. So It was an unknown known. I knew what. I just didn't know when. And Dr. Richard Ellen Miller is one of the original contributors to the original Anarchist Cookbook. And so, Rick, that's out now, right?
What do you mean?
Well, I know. I mean that you are one of the original contributors to the Anarchist Cookbook.
Yeah, I contributed, yes. Mm-hmm. A lot of the things I came up with in laboratory went into that book, All Hail Eris, All Hail Callisti. That's a Robert Anton Wilson. Every man and every woman wants to be a czar. Yeah, we were pretty radical back then.
Rick, what since we're talking about that, what was, you know, back then, boys had chemistry sets. I mean, it was common.
Oh, yeah, Chemcraft chemistry sets. That's correct. You got it from Sears and Roebuck.
And Gilbert chemistry sets, and you know, frankly,
I never had one of those. I had a Chemcraft, but yeah.
Okay, well, yeah. Very similar.
I made bombs when I was 10 years old.
Well, so many of us did, Rick. It was no big deal. I mean, we made gunpowder.
We were careful. And limbs were not lost as
right.
a rule. As a rule, limbs were not lost. There's more stupidness today. The kids today, unfortunately, are not as educated or as fearful. And candidly, I wouldn't want to be a teenager this, you know, now. That's got to be probably the most scariest proposition there possibly could be. Look at the wonderful career in fast food management that someone would have. You know, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm. You could actually do biological experiments. You could say, hey, I'm going to watch.
That's called Monsanto. Give me a break, man. The GMOs, that the whole thing is crazy about profit. And there is no concern at all for our environment or what's happening to it. Fukushima is over the edge. The Columbia River, we talked about it last week, is leaking radiation now from Hanford. It's documented. We are in a brave new world where your third eye may not be your pineal gland. I mean, it's crazy. That's that one little picture of the kid from Fukushima that's got three eyes, you know, and the one wearing a gas mask. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's on the website,
and
class.
We're seeing a thyroid epidemic right now from kids that were born from 1950 to 1970 because of the Utah above ground experiments that they did in Utah that got into the milk in Idaho. And you go to the pharmacist today and there is an epidemic on thyroid cancer. And so with Fukushima, and it's showing up so quickly, you know, not 20 and 30 years later with thyroid problems, but immediately, and that puts me on double red alert. There's travel advisory warnings by the U.S. State Department on travel to Japan. What does that mean?
I remember when Fukushima went off, there was a group of children who were going to do some kind of a competition. Either it was a singing competition or an athletic competition, some kind of a competition. They were going to Japan, and Fukushima had just gone off. And the parents, that was okay. You know, this is important. This is a competition. They're going to Japan. It was a church organization.
Like the Olympics during 1972. Yeah, good luck.
They went there. They exposed their children. You know, and radiation class is something that you can't see. You can't hear it. You can't say that yellow in the air over there, that's it. No. You can't see it, you can't feel it, you can't hear it. But yet it can kill you. It can kill you slowly.
Take this to a second level. American Airlines and United Airlines that are now flying back and forth to Asia has a strict policy right now of washing and scrubbing every aircraft down, not in front of the public anymore. This is documented because of the radiation that has a purchase to attach itself to metal. And at the high altitudes, there's a cloud up there, not in our ocean. Our ocean has got big lumps of debris that it glows in the dark. But no, we're talking about our upper atmosphere and aircraft. When you fly, let's say to Brisbane like I did last year, essentially you can be likened to being inside a microwave oven. That's what the radioactive particles are doing. They attach themselves to the outer skin of the aircraft and they radiate inward to the passengers. How do you feel about that, Vincent?
Well, I feel worse thinking about this other component of it, and that is the air handling system within the airplane that recycles and
read it and wait. So it goes downhill from there, and nobody in the straight media is addressing this issue as a priority one. You know, Sandy Hook and Hurricane Sandy and whatever, all of these things are to some extent diversions of interest toward what is extremely important and what we should all be talking about, and I'm saying that as a physicist. It's crazy. And now they're talking about building more of those kinds of reactors. Max Stein had it down straight when he wrote 400 Chernobyls. This concept of technology is wrong. It is all about greed. Oh, yes, and there's too many people on Earth, so who cares?
Yeah. Well, you mentioned Matt Stein. And I've talked to him several times, and there's a class I need to let you know. Please keep Matt Stein, his family, in your prayers. He has a health situation within his family. It's not him. It's a loved one. And it's taking his time. And that's why he was unable to make it to the last Get Prepared Expo in person. And here's the plan for this Get Prepared Expo, April 6th and 7th. He will be participating via a teleseminar at the, that's Plan B. Teleseminar is Plan B. In person is Plan A. He has his ticket, and he'll be trying to make it if he can.
That's exceptional news. I'm that would be so wonderful.
Yeah.
You know, Matt and I work together on urban survival skill workshops, and he's exceptional. You know, I think I'm pretty good, but Matt knows his stuff. And I took notes. And they had, at the Reno one, they had actually military that brought their families there. One guy was an interviewer. He interviews detainees. Imagine that. And he had brought his family, and he was taking notes. Matt's concepts of survival and what to use and why is exceptional information. Truly.
Yep. And class, Matt Stein is a dear friend of USAPreparedness.com. He's a dear friend of Dr. Richard Allen Miller, of course, mine. When we have the expos, Matt stays at the farm as well as Dr. Miller, and so we're all very close. So please keep Matt and his family in your prayers. And if the health situation gets better with one of his family members, he will be here in person. If not, Plan B is he will be doing the same seminar, but remotely from the West Coast. So, Rick, I mentioned landmines, and here's what I was saying. You know, you were talking about some of these devices in the Anarchist Cookbook. Well, if, you know, there are unintended consequences. So, for example, with landmines, you know, if the enemy's coming, we plant landmines and we blow them up on when they're on the way in toward us. But sometimes we forget to take them out, and we forget to remove the landmines. And then later on, there's unintended consequences where people get blown up and lose their lives and limbs. So I want you to really, really be careful. And we're talking about the chemistry sets. And really, when I was a child, it was okay to make gunpowder. It was okay to burn magnesium ribbon and make a white hot light and a white hot fire with magnesium.
It was Mr. Wizard. There you are.
It was It was okay to make a cannon. You know, you could fabricate your own cannon and shoot it in your backyard, and nobody was going to bother you. And when I talk about a cannon, I'm talking about some soda cans taped together end to end to end, with the last can having the steel lid on it, and then all the other cans completely opened, and you could tape them together and make a tube out of it, and then you could put a tennis ball in there, and you could put some kind of some ball in
or something. Yeah,
and then it would shoot the tennis ball, you know, 100 feet, 200 feet. So that was all perfectly okay.
With nitric acid, let's see, we need some cotton, and I can tell you how to do that, you know, quick and dirty.
Yeah, gun cotton. And, yeah, and, you know, it was okay. That was all okay. Now today, if a first grader or a kindergartner draws the outline of a handgun, they're facing suspension from school. So times have really changed.
Yeah, political correctness. That concept is really a shame. Some of that are people that would want to protect you from yourself. How's that one feel, Vincent?
It doesn't feel good.
My father had his own ideas on the way he wanted to die, and there are now states that allow that. And to be regulated, what's happening now is there's a big movement by a bunch of drug lords wanting to make marijuana illegal again in Arizona and Washington.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller will be back in just a couple minutes.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made, AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, on Monday, Dr. Joel Wallach was with us, and we spent a lot of time with him. It was a great, great experience. He was at the meetup on Monday, the USAPrepares.com meetup at Ziggy's, and you've heard me talk about this on the afternoon programs. And Dr. Wallach was talking about, and he actually yelled probably five or six times during his four-hour seminar. Free seminar, Dr. Joel Wallach. He's a GCN legend. Dead doctors don't lie. And he was saying, don't eat processed meat. Don't eat processed meat. Now, Dr. Wallach has been on the air with me for about almost 2 years, you know. And he's been saying the same thing. And so has Dr. Norman Shuley. Well, I just posted an article on the website, usapreparis.com. Processed meat, early death link related to processed meat. So, Dr. Richard Allen Miller talks about eating nutritious foods. He doesn't think you should eat bacon and ham and the sodium nitrates and nitrites. And there you have it. The mainstream media, well, not the American media. This is from Europe. So there's an article if you'd like to read it. Processed meats, there's a link to early death. So there you have it. Yeah, I suggest you consider reading that article. Rick, your thoughts?
Well, on my website, I have Pandora's Lunchbox, an inside look at processed foods, or the organic connection. And that runs it down chapter and verse with plenty of references, so you can check it out for yourself. They're poisoning us with our foods. This is a new book I'm writing on the new directions of mind control. And they're getting it to us through our foods. It is no longer you are no longer what you eat. It is more you are whom you feed. It's about bacteria.
Yeah. Rick, we mentioned Fukushima before, and yesterday's afternoon broadcast was with a CEO of Missouri Sun Solar Company, and we're talking about how you can use solar energy. But the bottom line is, what you really need to do is have a lifestyle change if you're going to power your home or business.
Precisely correct. That's exactly a new paradigm, a new way of being.
Well, here's the point, Rick. If we have to cut down our consumption of electricity if we're going to power our homes with solar power, because frankly, it's expensive to generate solar electricity. So if we're going to reduce our consumption and get and scale down, why don't we scale down nationally and reduce our power consumption so we don't have to have these nuclear reactors?
We don't need to have the nuclear reactors in any case, and we absolutely should not have nuclear reactors because of the spent fuel rods. And
there's
what are
no
you doing with that? Listen, I'm going to say something really important here. I believe science has failed humanity. That's me saying that as a physicist.
Rick, it's a very strong statement. I couldn't agree with you more, because you mentioned the Hanford reservation where we created the plutonium for the atomic weapons for ending World War II. And now, yeah, we ended World War II by bombing Hiroshima and Nagasaki, but in Japan, but we have poisoned the United States of America. We have littered our
country.
North
Korea is doing right this minute. The whole thing is crazy.
We used to talk about MAD, M-A-D, when I was...
Worry.
No, I don't mean Mad Magazine. I'm talking about Mutual Assured Destruction. Mutual Assured Destruction. That's what we used to talk about. Like, if they're going to come get us, we're going to get them, and we're just going to ruin the whole planet. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. This is hour number one, USAPrepares.com. We've got a lot more to talk about with the radiation from Fukushima. How serious is it? And our food. What's in our food? And what's it doing to us? That's going to come up hour number two, right after top of the hour news, a few short commercial announcements. This is USAPrepares.com. I'm Vin Finelli. We'll be right back in just a few minutes with Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Ginny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored, and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.